Petra, Lord, Log, trapped on the planet of incredible hotness. Water gone, Ultra Lips trapped. Can't hold out much longer.
Shane, please, it's too hot. Don't make us hurt you.
Jimmy, I'm dying. Please tell Goddard to share.
If only there was some thermodynamically efficient way of cooling off.
Hi, guys! Someday, huh?
Yeah, sure, if you like, you know, dying and stuff all hot.
Well, I think it's just wonderful. You guys want to come in? Wait a second. I think you forgot one thing, Libby.
What's that, Cindy?
They have to admit that girls are better than boys in every way ever in all history and forever in the future.
Why not?
Hold it, you guys. Listen, come on, don't degrade yourselves.
Why not? It's okay, really, Jimmy. It's hot.
Look, I can fix this. I can. It's only hot weather.
Okay, well, I better apply more sunblock. Oh, look, it's SPF 50. Says for fair to albino skin.
Sunblock? Carl!
What?
You're a genius.
I am. I am? Well, I know I'm a genius, Jimmy, but what exactly did I come up with again?
Implementing your sunblock idea, Carl. Listen, if SPF 50 can shield your skin from the sun's rays, then this quantumly enhanced SPF 9000 should shield the entire town.
Well, just like I planned.
Don't worry, boy. It's just sunblock. What could happen?
Now, once the heat flashes and the nausea subside, I'm good to go.
Jimmy, you did it! You changed the weather!
Intense UV radiation has made me delusional. I'm a monkey.
Okay, let the games begin!
You ready, guys?
Yeah, cool!
Yeah! We need a bigger hill.
Here we go. Oh! Alright. I'm gonna get you. Oh, wow.
I'm gonna get you, cold. How sad. Poor Neutron can't have a good time unless he changes the weather. Isn't that sad, Libby? Libby?
Degrees, huh? No problem, boy. The sunblock should dissipate in a few days. For once, everything turned out perfect. Ugh, leaping leptons! Goddard, what's the temperature? Minus 30? Oh, no! I must have made a tiny miscalculation. Carl's SPF 50. Warning, do not quantumly enhance. Contents may cause second ice age. Oh, they really ought to put something like that in bold print. Well, it seems quiet. Maybe Mom hasn't noticed the weather yet.
James, Isaac, Neutron, haven't we warned you about tampering with the unstable structure of a chaotic system?
Well, I forgot.
Now, Jim, this is serious. It's so freezing. Part of your mother's hair chipped off. Of course, it's nothing we can't even out with a little chisel here.
I hope you know how you're going to reverse this.
This bad weather thingy.
I do. I will. I mean, I'm...
Honestly, to Jimmy, no heat, no power, no appliances. How will we live? What will we wear?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. I'll find a way to fix things. I promise.
There. See, Butterbiscuit? Jimbo's gonna find a way to fix it. That's all. In the meantime, we'll just have to adapt to this hostile, savage environment. I better run. Me and the other dads are off to hunt caribou. Spotted a big herd up on Abner Boulevard. Gotta keep fresh meat on the table. Bye-bye.
Holy Heisenberg, Goddard, it really is a second ice age. Oh, I just hope no one else figures out this was my fault.
That's right, Jimmy.
Man, what are you thinking?
Thanks for telling everyone, Sheen.
Well, I didn't know it was a secret.
I sort of told some people too, Jim. Peer pressure.
Now, children, time for study group. Okay, who has any ideas how we can escape being destroyed by the freezing glacier that used to be Retroville?
I know. The glacier is obviously angry with Jimmy. If we feed Jimmy to the glacier, maybe he'll be placated and depart from us.
Oh, Sheen!
Oh, come on, Jimmy. I'm just trying to be productive.
Sacrifice
Jimmy! Children, please! My goodness, we can't let a little nippiness turn us into a pack of primitive subhumans. We must hold on to our dignity. We must stand erect, look the world in the eye and say, take boy to glacier.
Yeah!
I don't like it, boy. Colder it gets, the more people revert to their primal instincts. We may not have much time before it becomes irreversible.
When called you, we have hunted since the sun was high. Still, we have sighted no prey.
Shh! Looks like we got us a buck. No, wait, it's a buck 50.
Hey, it's Dad! Hey, Dad!
Look at the antlers on him. Ooh, there's gonna be caribou chili tonight, boys!
Cluck, 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 yeah! Cluck, 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 yeah!
Ooh, caribou!
Cluck, 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 yeah!
Hey, Jimmy.
What is this?
This is the lair of the Carl clan. Pretty sweet, huh?
Carl clan?
Uh-huh. This weather is perfect for big-boned people like me, and soon the hunters will move on. Then we of the Carl clan will emerge from our long sleep, and the land will belong to the Hefty!
Long sleep? You mean hibernation?
Uh-huh. And that's why I'm bulking up on carbs, because I'll have to feed off the extra weight until the spring. And when I emerge, I will be fit, strong, and my sunburn will be gone.
Sunburn? But I thought you had on SPF 50.
Well, I must have sweated it off. Hey, I'm a real good sweater.
That's it. Your brand of sunblock isn't waterproof. It dissolves with water. Carl! You're a genius!
Tell me something I don't know.
No time to lose, boy. We've got to find some water.
Do you mind, Neutron? I'm trying to enjoy my pool.
Don't waste your time, sport! All the pipes are frozen solid.
Sweetie, eat your caribou before it gets hard and icy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, think.
Hey, I'm a real good sweater.
Wine blast! Of course! Perspiration! With its high oil and sodium content, it doesn't freeze as fast as ordinary water. But I'm gonna need plenty of sweat. Gentlemen, I've selected the three of you, as you are the most likely candidates in town whose girth will provide the maximum probability of intense perspiration. Miss Fowl? It's working!
Yeah.
sweating.
Oh, come on, Carl. You can do it. The whole town's depending on you. You'll be a hero.
Really? Okay.
You did it, child of She Who Is My Woman. Now you've given us the gift of the sun.
If only I could give these guys the gift of roll-on deodorant.
Does anyone have a scented towelette?